Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
I want to talk today about building your house upon the rock, you know, but partially, the reason why I want to talk to you guys about this is that I have a question to see if you feel the same way. Do you feel as if things aren't just normal? Raise your hand if you're like, man, things just aren't normal. I want to see who's weird. It should be everybody. You feel like it's just not normal. It's like, man, what is up? I just don't feel right. So I'm hearing this like crazy all the time where people just aren't feeling right. And I must say that I feel the same way because guess what? It's not normal. But there's, you know, there was a famous epistle who said, Mama said there'd be days like this, there'd be days like this. My mama said, come on, somebody ought to help me right now, right? Just that kind of thing. Then the Bible said that in the last days that there would be troubled times, hard times, perilous times, times hard to deal with it. But he says, see to it that your heart is not troubled. I want you to shout it, shout, see to it. Let's go, see to it. So that's our job, is to see to it that we're not freaked out. Because you got multiple ways you can build your life, we know, and we'll go to a passage in a minute, but you know the drill. It says that one man built his house upon the sand, and another guy built his house upon the rock. So the rock is obviously Jesus and his word. But it says that the rains came, and the storm came, and the flood came. And so now when that started happening, it started totally freaking out the area, and now this guy's house starts crumbling because the foundation is not right. The foundation is not right. The Bible says that one man also built his house upon the rock, and that house stood because the foundation was built upon the rock. So I'm going to let both houses just kind of sit there. This one is immersed in CNN, continual negative news, and Fox News for the Republicans over here. Okay, so you got, bam, there's that one. Then there's this one. This one's immersed in the washing of the water of the word. And this one says, hey, you know what? I believe that God will never leave me nor forsake me. I believe that I'll never see the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread. This one over here is saying, you never know what God's going to do. I don't know what's happening. I don't feel normal. And again, if we're moved by our feelings, we'll always be fickle. We won't laugh, we won't love, and we'll allow the whole 2020 to be stolen from us. Okay, first of all, there's only one 2020, and this is it. And you're living in it, and you can either make it the best of times or the worst of times, and really it depends out of your heart how you look at it, how you see it, right? I love it. I've told the story a million times, but I just came to my mind, and I love the story. Two little identical twins are like 6 years old, and they wanted to see how they were the same but different. So they took them into this glass room, and they were watching them, and it was full of manure. And so the one little boy walks in, and he's like, this stinks. This is crap. And he walks out, and the other little kid walks in, the identical twin walks in and says, man, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere, right? So you got to look at 2020 and go, man, there's got to be a pony in there somewhere. You got to pass to the positive and realize that storms are inevitable. They're going to put it on the screen. Storms are inevitable. It's a part of life. You're going to have good times. You're going to have bad times. How are you going to make bad times good times? It's how you think is how you will live. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I want us to go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. It says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Everybody shout rock, like Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Let's shout it loud at home, rock. He built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them not is like the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain came, same rain. Floods came, same corona, same 2020, same setback. The winds blew and beat upon the house, and great was the fall of the house. Why? Because this guy's house is totally falling apart because He's actually, by the way, in acetone. This is what's happening here. I just wanted to give it away. That's water. This is acetone. But this is what happens when you do drugs, kids. Come on, somebody help me right now. And CNN is a drug. Fox News is a drug. It's a thing that continually reminds you of stuff that's even inflated. And you have to grab your mind and say, hang on. When Jesus said, therefore, verse 24, one more time, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, what sayings of mine? Okay, so let's pause and say, this is all red. The reason why, some of you are deep and say, oh, don't do that. I know this already. But there's a lot of new people in the class who they don't know. When it's red, the red letter edition, this means it's Jesus speaking. When it's just black, it's just the inspired word of God. But it's red. So it says, whoever does these sayings of mine. So let's look at some stuff he said. Over here he says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have sufficient concern of its own. In other words, it's the same thing we learned from the song, right? The landlord says your rent is late. You might have to litigate. Don't worry. Come on. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy, ma. Right? So Jesus is the one who wrote the song. Okay? So this song right here is saying, build your house upon the rock. Build your house upon these sayings. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, because your understanding, if you're soaked and immersed, look, his house is just going away. This house, nothing changed, because again, it's built upon the washing of the water of the word. So that's why in troubled times, in perilous times, or even if you got the Rona, okay, what happens then? Psalms 103 says, he healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 107:20 says he sent his word and healed them and delivered from all their diseases. There's loads and loads of scriptures in the Bible where God protects you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, personal God. In him will I trust. So you build your house upon that, not this, because when you do this, it doesn't go well with you. Yesterday I was with a guy. And in a business setting, and first of all, I was working out a couple days ago, and my form wasn't right, and I was doing some pulls, and when I did, I pulled my back a little bit. And I was kind of, I went in, and I'm like, man, I have my back, just kind of sit down, kind of easy. He goes, yeah, you're getting old, man. It's just the way it is. You're getting old. I said, I'm 50. It's not old. He said, no, you're getting old. I said, how old are you? 61. Great. She's just getting old. And I realize that I'm not 20, but I go like, well, my friend's 81, and he does a 6-minute plank. So I'm judging my life by these guys, not this guy going, well, I'm 35. I'm going to sell my house. I don't need steps. I got to get one level, right? How many of y'all see what I'm saying? So I'm like, what? So I left it alone. Then he kept pushing the old and pushing the old and pushing the old. And then I said, hey, how old was is your mom and dad still alive? He said, no. I said, how old was your dad when he died? He said, 96. I said, man. I said, how old was your mom? He said, like 88 or something. I said, man, you got good genes. That's a blessing. He goes, well, living a long time is a blessing? Today's world? I'm like, man, this guy's jacked, right? He just wants to die. Like, but should I pull out my gun and kill you right now? Because you just want to die? But he was so negative. Your genes are great. You're going to live a long time. You want to call that a blessing? I cracked up. My life is so good. I want my friends in heaven to think I went to hell because I lived so long. Come on, somebody on him right now. I'll take 2020. Come on, somebody. I'll take 21. Anybody want 22, 23? These are the great times. But if you're continually soaking in the world system, it's nasty, y'all. This is what happens when your mind is not renewed, when you're continuously listening to negative news. And you might want to understand that a lot of things in life, let's see, there's a scripture. It says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you knew how much money just today it cost me to be on ABC in Florida and here, Fox, Florida, 11 o'clock will be on there. That's like $5,000 here in St. Louis. We spend millions of dollars to help people. And don't ask for any money on television. We just help people and love people and don't just do anything but love people with that, right? But it costs a lot of money. And we don't sell advertisement. But all these news channels sell commercials. So they really need to try to sell you to get glued to continuous news coverage. I was in Atlanta this last week and in front of CNN. You saw the riots there and they were, you know, blowing it up and doing everything they were doing. And I was just happened to accidentally drive in front of it in Atlanta. I was heading to a television shoot and I looked and they're just all boarded up, CNN. And they got big razor wire out in front of it. And then they got these like machines that take you up high, like these lifts. And they got like little, they're armored little machines and their cops are up over it. And it just looked like a war zone. And I was driving through CNN going, it looks like a third world country. CNN, there it is. And they kept putting so much bad news out that they attacked themselves. Somebody, I was like, man, too much negative news. It made everybody go crazy and they started tearing your building down. And now you had to insulate yourself from people that were losing it, right? We don't need to do that. We need to be in the world, drive through it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because we put our trust upon the rock. We have a foundation of the rock. We're not building our life in the sand. You want to build your life on the rock. Now, rock is Jesus, but also his word. Remember the scripture? It says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. When you know the truth about stuff, it doesn't scare you so bad. Like, I'm a pilot, so today I have to fly to Dallas today. So when I leave CPS, Charlie Papa Sierra, and we head to, you know, Dallas, when we leave, when we start going over the tree line, I don't go, God, I hope we make it. God, I hope we make it. We made it. No, because the airplane was manufactured to have thrust over drag equals lift. And now the law of gravity, which is real, what goes up must come down, is superseded by the law of lift. So if you get enough thrust and enough wind, taking off into the wind, which helps lift you up, landing in the wind, which slows you down, and that power goes on, now, no matter how much weight you got in the airplane, if it's properly loaded, now this thing, it overcomes the natural law of drag, the natural law of gravity. I'm here to tell you today that there is a law called the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, which lifts you up over the obstacles, over the cancer, over the defeat, over, come on, somebody ought to help me, and takes you up to the top. But if you are world ruled, your life starts looking pretty gooey. How many of y'all don't want to look like that? This is why you want Botox. Come on, somebody to help me right now. You want to look like this. This guy's still the same. Same amount of time, but they're soaking in different environments. What are you soaking your mind in? Keep your mind stayed on me. I want to go to Luke. This is Luke's account of the same story. It's like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, by the way, are like three different dudes who saw a car wreck, right? So you see, it's like, I saw it from this angle. I saw it from this angle. So here's Luke's account. And by the way, he was a physician. And Luke, he says this. He says, verse 47, here's what I heard Jesus say. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building his house who dug deep. Everybody shout it. Dug deep. Shout it again. What is that? He dug deep. Now you can have a shallow relationship or you can have a deep relationship. You can have a shallow walk with God or you can have a deep relationship with God. Anybody know people that you're friends on Instagram, but you're really not friends? It's very shallow. Okay. What about Facebook? Anybody got friends? I forget what it is. It's like, it's a lot. I mean, we have like 200,000 close friends on Facebook. We have a relationship, but it's shallow. My relationship with my wife, though, it's deep. She can knock on the door, and I say, who is it? And she says, it's me. She doesn't say, it's Nicole Crank. No, she says, it's me. Our relationship is deep. You need to have a deep relationship with God and his word to realize that in troubled times, in uncertain times, while this is bad, if you look at it the wrong way. Or you could say, God works all things together for my good. He's intentional, never failing. You say, no, I know that God is going to work this out. For me, Corona was great. Now, I want to make sure I clarify this for people to understand. I haven't had 3 months off in 16 years, okay? So for 3 months, and by the way, for people to put context on it, at 34 years old, I was able to just quit working because we had done a lot of real estate, a lot of good moves. God was good to us. Also, Nicole made $150,000 a month. She was America's leading salesperson. So we had plenty of money and we were just done. So we had amassed enough wealth. We're actually no more wealthy now than we were then. Actually, probably less because we used a lot of our money to build the church, right? Because if you go on TV and build buildings and do everything, so we were good. So we have a home in Florida. And I got to live in my house in Florida. So I would go upstairs, put on an outfit, look at the camera. I do this well. I don't need your response. So I can look right at the camera and start talking about exactly what I'm talking about right now. And I cranked it out. I was done. Then I went upstairs and put on my swimming trunks, and I just walked on the ocean. And I rode my motorcycle, and I just lived my life. And I thought, when are we going back to what God called me to do? Like, I love St. Louis only because God called me to love St. Louis, and there are things about it that I love, but I don't like it that they don't mow the grass. I don't like it that the potholes are big enough for my car to fall in. Come on, somebody help me right now. It's just like, there's certain things about it. It's not my thing, other than God told me that I would pastor here the rest of my life. So there's that part that I know this is my assignment. When do I go back? Then 60 days went by, and I'm still at my house, and I go preach on a Sunday morning, Saturday, Tuesday, done. I'm like, I could do this forever because the accounting's good, staff's good. And then the government, remember I told you that all debts would be canceled? The government calls and gives us $1 million in the, like they did most businesses to help pay the staff. So they said, if you have the same amount of staff in 3 months, we will give you $1 million. And I thought, I'm not looking to fire anybody but Nicole, but I'll keep her. And so we got $1 million for nothing. And so things are great. And then even now, most of my friends aren't going back because it's like stupid to go back right now because people are scared and they're at home and they're looking like this. But God told me, hey, you got to quit playing around. Go back and have church because there is an evil one who is trying to stop the church. And they stopped us on Easter. They stopped us on Good Friday. They stopped us on Pentecostal Sunday. And Como and other people are passing laws to try to stop it because they want to stop it. But thank God we are the church, so it was time to come back to be the church. What I'm saying, I ain't here because I need the money. I'm here because I need to help people build their life on the rock and not look like this. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. I love you. I went and ate Mexican food with that dude last night. He's on a job interview, and I'm just testing him right now to see if he's got what it takes. He's a white guy, and I've never had an MD that was white, but he's part Asian, so he might make it. Hey, man. That was fun. We ate a lot of tacos last night. I didn't regret it till the middle of the night. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Isn't our music amazing? By the way, this music is some of the best in the world. It's also some of the most expensive in the world. We pay a lot of money in staff, but we believe in good, good worship. God deserves good worship. Our young people need to be in good worship. Come on, somebody ought to help me. You know, when the preaching ain't that good, you got to make up for it in other areas. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Check this out. I charge you, therefore, before God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead. This is going to happen someday. In his appearing of the kingdom. Here's what he tells us to do. Preach the CNN. No, hang on. Let me get that right. Preach what happens on Fox News. Preach the what?
Word.
Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Sometimes it's in season to go to church. Sometimes it's not in season. For those of you that are watching around the world, we're about 2 minutes from a place called Jefferson County. Whole lot of deer killing within 2 miles of here. A lot of dead deers on house walls. A lot of shotguns hanging on antlers. Even some houses have the butt of the deer in the other room. Come on, somebody. Anybody ever seen that? It's just so you understand. That's where we're at. There's deer season. But if you kill deer and it's not in season, you can get fined. Okay, so it's not often, but it does happen to where it's not in season to do what's right because it's right. It's not in season to go, no, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It's not in season to do Hebrews 10, which says, forsake not the assemblies of yourself together, and when the evil day approaches, do it all the more. It's not in season, but it doesn't matter if it's not in season. We don't do what we feel like. We do what the Word says, because again, sometimes you may get what you want. I want to watch the news, but you might not want what you get. So in life, everything, if you dig deep, in relationship with me and Nicole, last night I saw her. I hadn't seen her since I saw her at home. And the version of her that I saw at home was much different than the version I saw on the street. She had on black leather pants, pink boots. I could see it like it was yesterday because it was. And a pink jacket. And I looked at her and I went, oh! I was like, man, come on. I just started my mixtape. Started going off of me. Come on, somebody help me right now. I'm like, look at that. What? Okay. Now, I had seen her a couple hours earlier. She had on sweatpants, no eyelashes, no Spanx. Come on, somebody. Hair's all up in there. And she's asking me, are those your underwear on the floor? And I go, well, I hope they are. I have some questions of my own. Okay. But I still loved her in the sweatpants. And I loved her in the leather pants because our relationship is 23 deep. You know what I'm saying? So your relationship needs to be deep. Somebody ought to help me right now. Deep. Get deep in the Word. Get deep in your moral constitution of what you think is right. Instead, you'll be like, oh God. Especially if you've been in the Word any time at all. I wanted to put this up. Too often we sacrifice quality for convenience. Don't do that. Sometimes it takes time to do it right. But if you do it right, it'll last. Now, let's keep reading. We're almost done. Verse, one more time, 2. Preach the word, be ready in season, out of season. Convinced, that's what I've been doing to you. You're laughing now, you're happier now. I have a question. Do you feel a little better now than you did when you first came in? Raise your hand. Don't lie to me, be honest. The rest of you, I'll get you. Just bear with me. Convince, that's my job. Convince, rebuke, that's saying, stop doing that. I have to do that. I don't like rebuke. It sounds like puke. But I got to rebuke you. Exhort with all long suffering. In other words, I love you, but stop doing that. And teaching. For the time will come, and I say now is, they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, and they'll turn it into fables. Fables means fictional stories. It's not real. Remember Fabio, the guy with the big hair and ripped body? Come on, girls, raise your hand. Fabio. It's a fictional story. I will come to you and I will grab you. And I'll throw you on the back of my white horse. And we'll ride off. And you can hang on to my ripped six-pack abs. It's a fable. By the way, he's a dear friend of ours, so he really does have that and still looks great. He's a killer at parties. People just go nuts. But his stories aren't real. They're fables. But in real life, he actually is like really sane in L.A. He's a motorcycle guy like him. He says about 100 of them. And he's like, he tells Ashton, don't be a Kardashian. They're crazy. Be a sane person. Da-da-da-da-da. And you wouldn't know it because his stories are so fabulous. Okay, they're just fables and fake and they're not real. So here's what's happening right now. We have a lot of teachers that are teaching you guys, but they're not qualified teachers. Just because a person has a microphone doesn't mean they have anything to say. Just because a person has 100,000 followers on Instagram doesn't legitimize their facts, right? Because it might not be factual, it might be a fable. So don't be deceived, the Bible said. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you reap. So in other words, if you just take your whole life and distill it down and go, I don't have to trust God, I can do what I want, you might not want it. This guy doesn't have a door anymore. He's still got his door. Still got his window. You can see on the other side, his family's having a blast back here. If you can see what I can see. Just wanted you guys to know, nothing's going on back here. But I want you to understand, there's something really cool about enduring sound doctrine. Now, my dad was a cop here in St. Louis, and eventually he got in to preaching. He had a little church in Fenton of 180 people when he died. That's actually what I did, is I was his worship pastor and his pilot, right? And so I took the church over, and it became what it is today, 16 years later. But here's my point, is he raised me in this zip code from 13 years on in this zip code, which is Sunset Hill 63127. So I've lived in the old 63127 a long time. I'll live in the 63127 my whole life, also the 33401 Florida, but 63127, didn't want to scare people in Florida to think I'm not coming back. But my dad used to tell me, and I want you to listen to this, there's something pretty cool, man, about, it's not exciting to just pastor the same church your whole life, go to church when it's raining, when it's snowing, when it's good, when it's bad, when they love you, when they hate you, but it beats the alternative. It's not really, you know, sexy to sleep with the same girl your whole life. It gets boring, whatnot, figure out ways around it. But the fact is, you know, over here, there's a way that seems right and it's fun. But it just ends up turning into gravel into your mouth. If you go to Proverbs, there's 31 books in Proverbs for, there's 31 days. So each day, if you read one of those real quick, you won't do the stupid stuff you would have done. Or a lot of times you're like me, you read that and go, dang it, I should have read that. I knew that. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? So it's like, there's nothing really exciting, but it is exciting when the whole world looks like this and your house is like, well, don't laugh, it's paid for. I'm not upset. I'm 50 years old and I'm not on any drugs, like no meds, no heart medicine, no nothing like that. And I pastored 20,000 people. I don't know where they are right now, but I pastored those people. And I owe $10.3 million on the church, 10.3, getting ready to sign up for another $10 million in Florida. And I go to sleep knowing I owe $10 million. And I used to toss and turn when I owed $2 million. I'd just toss and turn. Oh, my God, I can't believe I owe $2 million. And then I borrowed $10 million, and now I sleep like a baby, and the banker tosses and turns and worries about me. But I'm here to tell you right now that your life is really about how much tolerance for pain you're going to be able to handle. But not in a negative way, like, I don't know what I want to do. No, live, laugh, love, enjoy your life. These are the good old days. Allow the government to give you a debt cancellation. Allow God to turn things around in your life. Be able to witness to people when they go, man, you can live a long time. And they go, what? Live a long time? Life sucks. You go, you're going to the wrong church. You found on the joy of the Lord is your strength. Stand up with me. It's the only way to make me shut up. If you're new here, that's the reason they stood, where they're like, hey, if we don't stand now, we could be here another 10 minutes. Now, a couple things I want to throw at you before we leave. Well, first I want to ask you a question, and online or on Facebook. How many of y'all today has already helped you mentally? Raise your hand if it's helped you a little bit. Look at a point like Blake Shelton, if you didn't need it, but the person next to you need it. Come on, dude. All right? Okay. All right, good. So we guy over there is going, hurt. Right? So here's what I really want you to get a hold of. This will help you a lot. None of you are getting out of here alive. Everybody's gonna die. But why die 1,000 times when you only have to die 1 time? And then if you find out who you are and your life is founded on the rock, you don't even worry about dying because you realize, you're threatening me with heaven? I get to go to heaven and the music's unbelievable and the worship's unbelievable. Come on, bring it on, baby, let's take it. So, speaking of heaven, I got a joke I got to tell you. So, this lady dies and she goes up, St. Peter's at the gate. She looks up, she dies, she's there. She says, oh my gosh, I get to go to heaven? He said, well, yeah, you just got to spell a word. And she goes, okay, and what word? St. Pete said, doesn't matter, whatever you want. She said, okay, love, L-O-V-E. He said, great, you can come in, but however, could you watch this for a minute? I need to go deal with something, but I'll be back in 5 minutes. Just do exactly what I did as people come. So all of a sudden, bam, here her ex-husband appears. How many of y'all like where this is going? And there he is. He goes, oh my gosh. She said, why are you here? He said, I just had a massive heart attack and died. But I guess I get to go to heaven. She said, yeah, but you just got to spell a word. He said, what word? She said, Czechoslovakia. Okay. I just came out of somewhere. So here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to pass to the positive this week. I want you to take your life back. I want you to take your mind back. I want this to be the week where you go, right here is my side of the room. Remember this when you were a kid? That's your side, and this is my side. Anybody remember this? How many only children do we have in here? I just need to know, okay? There's your problem, I understand. How many are the firstborn? Raise your hand. You're awesome. How many are the last one? Raise your hand. Yeah, I could feel it in my spirit. Just so you guys know, you got by with all the stuff we would have gotten killed for, and you're welcome. So this week, I want you to draw a line of sand and go, this is the week I'm taking my life back. We're going into the 4th of July, and I'm going to have my freedom. Come on, somebody. And we are enjoying it. This next Saturday night here, we're the only place in town having fireworks. Because we got money. We spent a boatload of money. We're having a big display, like an 8-minute display. Cost a boat ton of money. And it'll be, church is starting at 7, right? 7, so we can go when it's dark. So tell all your people and your neighbors. You want to have a good time, go to Faith Church, and they'll be, oh, say, can you see if tomorrow everything was gone that I worked for all my life? Remember that? And all my children and my wife, and the name like the stars, I'll be living here today. And I'm so glad my church got money because we didn't give 4th away. I'm taking back my life today. Okay. All right. Really, I was going to pray for you, and I was going to do all kinds of stuff, but I'm 2 minutes over, and they're waiting for me. Earth City, Jordan, clean this up. I got to go.
Thank you so much for listening today, and I want to encourage you to share this podcast, and here's the reasons why. You know, a lot of times we see our friends, and they don't tell us what's really going on. You go, hey, Bob, are you all right? And they're like, yeah, I'm fine. But deep down in their soul, something's going on. And I believe today there were certain things that was said that perhaps would help your friends. So now that you've subscribed, why don't you just text them? Let them know about this resource that's available. Of course, you can check out more sermons at faithchurch.com. And I love praying for you, trying to encourage you in the best way that I can. And I think the best thing we can do is to encourage one another by sharing these podcasts.